and the next door neighbors, sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yes, we get together and we play great old-time records here on the show every week. Glad to have you along for another week, too, by the way. A lot of things to do, a lot of records to play. We always have a lot of records to play. Not like that's any kind of a bulletin to anybody. But that's what we do on the show. We're glad to have you along with us, and I think we'll just get rolling right into the tunes. I have nothing to complain about, at least yet this week. So that's an encouraging sign anyway. Let's just do it, huh? Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals, I Can't Stop Doing the Polka, gonna get us rolling.
I met a girl with dancing feet, she stole my heart away. She loved the polka, loved the beatin', this I heard her say.
I can't stop doing the polka, can't stop doing the polka. Won't you come and dance with me? Once you start doing the polka, you can't stop doing the polka. Just take me in your arms and see.
Oh, the polka starts with a one and two, two to the left and I love you, then to the right with three and four, I'll be yours forevermore.
Now I can't stop doing the polka, what? Can't stop doing the polka. Won't you come and dance with me? Well, once you start doing the polka, you can't stop doing the polka. Hey, take me in your arms and see.
Thanks. Oh, the polka starts with a one and two, two to the left and I love you, then to the right with three and four, I'll be yours forevermore.
Can't stop doing the polka. There you go. Yeah, well, sometimes you have to stop it just to get a beer, which is kind of reflected on the other side of that record because it's I Stopped for a Beer. But we're not going to play that now. Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We just sit here and spin old-time records every week. It's a very simple process. I play the records, you listen to them. You don't even have to get up and change the records. Oh, man, let's just roll, huh? The Tweedy Polka. And I'm not up in the air on this one if it's D polka or Tweedy polka. So it does not look like there's a space between the twee and the D, so I'm not sure. But it's Chet Goran and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you.
Chet Garron and the orchestra and the Tweety Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Old-time records for you, bunches of them here on the show each and every week. Glad you're along with us for another edition of the program, no matter where you happen to be listening to us this week. Boy, I was going to talk to you a little bit about automobiles. I had to take one in for some repairs, actually. We have this little bitty, it's a Geo. It's not even a Geo, it's a Chevrolet. I don't even want to say what I want to say it is. It's made by Suzuki, and it was sold as a Chevrolet and a Geo. All right? You open the hood, and the engine says Suzuki. The logo in the steering wheel says Chevrolet, and the shop manual I bought for it says Geo. So I don't know what the darn thing is. But it's just a cute little thing. It's a two-door thing with four-wheel drive, and it's got a little snowplow on it. We use it for snowplowing around here. And it had developed this thing where it would just shut off after a half hour of driving. Then I took it to the shop, and the guy figured it out. It's the cam position sensor. Apparently, there's some sort of electrical sensor that tells the computer what position the camshaft is in so it knows when to fire things or something along those lines. And apparently, it was crummy. So when it would heat up, like after a half hour, 45 minutes of snow plowing, and it would heat up because you're not going down the highway blowing air under the hood, this sensor would go wackadoodle and not tell the computer the right thing to do. So anyway, he put it in there, and I thought, you know, now we have a 1964 Ranchero, and we have a 1959 F100. Neither one of those even has a camshaft sensor in it. Why is this gizmo even necessary? Can't we just bypass that next time and save me a couple of $100? I don't know. I'm not that sold on this computer thing in your cars. There's parts in there I've never heard of. Anyway, back to the music. There's parts I've never heard of in these turntables, too. All fancy with these blinky lights and stuff on it. But one thing we know, no matter how much things change as the years go by, and that is that girls are made to love. Here's the Keynotes.
It's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you grow. And there's one important thing every boy should know. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why you watch them walk down the street. That's why the kisses taste oh so sweet. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. One day soon you'll have a date and you'll take her home that night. You'll wonder as you look at her, would a kiss be right? The more you look, the more you'll find those doubts to fill your head. Think real hard and you might recall the things your old dad said. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why some stand 5 feet two. That's why some have eyes of blue. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Daddy looked at me one day, he said, son, it's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you grow. There's one important thing every boy should know. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why you watch them walk down the street. That's why the kisses taste oh so sweet. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. One day soon you'll have a date and you'll take her home that night. You'll wonder as you look at her, would a kiss be right? The more you look, the more you'll find those doubts to fill your head. Think real hard and you might recall the things your old dad said. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. That's why some stand 5 feet two. That's why some have eyes of blue. Girls, girls, girls are made to love. We'll be right back.
there you have it. Girls are made to love. Darn it. Anyway, there's the keynotes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And if you've never heard that as an old-time song before, but you're thinking, that song kind of sounded familiar. That was a big pop hit record for a guy named Eddie Hodges back in, I want to say 1959, but I could be wrong. But it was a pop hit back in the late 50s, early 60s. Eddie Hodges was the guy that did it. That's the keynotes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I have always, one of my favorites when I'm going through the handfuls of 45s is Alvin Stasinski and the Boys. And I don't know why. There's just something about the sound of his records and the feel of his performance that I like. I don't think that this particular side has been on the show before. Not sure, but Alvin Stasinski, North, South, East, West.
So in love with you. I'm so happy when I am near you. Sweetheart, never leave me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, 'cause you know I love you so. Will do. Take me, baby. I don't mean maybe, 'cause I'm so in love with you. I'm so happy when I am near you. Sweetheart, never leave me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, 'cause you know I love you so.
There you go, Alvin Stasinski there, north, south, east, west, I lost my compass. No, that's not how it goes, but it would be a good alternative lyric, wouldn't it? Anyway, just rolling along here on another edition of the Oompa Hour, and I need to do some stuff, need to tell you things. For example, you can email us here at the Oompa Hour, very easy, oompahour@aol.com. We'll get an email to us. Also, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and also... the Oompa Hour hotline. We should have a big red phone here in the studio, but we don't. And we don't even answer it live because the show is carried all over the country in all sorts of different days and times. So you never know when you're listening if I'm in the studio or what's going on. But you can always leave a message, make a request, ask a question, whatever you would like to do. Area code 218-259-2985 is the Oompa Hour hotline. And I like to tell you that the phone doesn't ring, that it actually oompas, but no, it rings. But anyway, 218-259-2985 if you would like to reach us here at the Oompa Hour. All right, talking about pop songs that were made into great old-time records, Red Roses for a Blue Lady, a big hit for a lot of folks. I think, I want to say Vic Damone and Bobby Vinton, if that sounds right. Here's Benny Bach doing the old-time version. Benny Bach there and Red Roses for a Blue Lady, done up polka style here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Marshall Lukowski coming up here in just a second. Need to talk to you for a moment, though, about a World of Accordions museum and concert hall and concertina and accordion repair and technician school, because they're all in the same place on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. And if you're going to be in the area, hey, pay them a visit. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, a vast collection of memorabilia, music, historical stuff. It's really a fascinating place, a gorgeous concert hall. And as we get into spring and summer here, they'll have a lot of events coming up. They have concerts and workshops and jam sessions and outdoor events in the summer. It's a great time. And you can find out more by checking out worldofaccordions.org on the internet. All the information is there. They're starting to fill in the activities calendar for 2017. So check it out when you get a chance. And it's a good excuse to come visit up here in the North Country. Now, we're like 100 miles away from there, but it gets you down to the tip of Lake Superior. You can travel up the North Shore along Highway 61 past all the beautiful parks and waterfalls and hiking trails and groovy stuff. So check it out. Makes for a great getaway. A World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin, worldofaccordions.org on the internet. Now, I don't know what's going on here, but I have run into a lot of Marshall Lukowski and Lukowski Brothers records over the past few weeks here on the Oompa Hour that have not turned up to be played for the last couple of years. And I don't know if I, like, hit a vein, you know, like you do when you're digging for gold, and it's like, oh, we got a vein of gold. We got a vein of Lukowski records. I don't know. But here's Marshall anyway. This is the You Name It Polka.
You name it, we'll play it. We know a guy by the name of Frank. He's got a belly like a German tank.
nothing more. We know a gal by the name of Bert. When the boys around, she always flirts. We know a gal by the name of Liz. It's all she likes is Bert and Fizz. We know a guy by the name of Tate. Every time you look, he's leaning on a rake.
Marshall Lukowski there, and the you name it, ha, turn the right one down, you dummy. That's what happens in live radio. Marshall Lukowski there, and the You Name It Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Why do I start talking and then turn down the gizmo that turns up and down the microphone? I don't know. You could tell there's 40 years of skilled broadcast experience behind this show. Oh, my goodness. All right, now this next record, technically, is not an old-time record. Because I looked this guy up because I didn't know anything about who this was, but I love this song. I have Rudy Hansen up here on the turntable to do the Saddle Shoe Polka. And I looked up Rudy, and he's listed as a country and rockabilly artist. And I thought, well, fine, but it's a polka. It says right on the song it's the Saddle Shoe Polka, and I happen to think saddle shoes are very stylish. So I thought we're going to give this record a spin. I think we played it on the show before a long, long time ago. But hey, why not? Rudy Hansen, and hey, grab your saddle shoes. Let's all do the Saddle Shoe Polka.
Everybody's going to the prom tonight to rock the Saddle Shoe Polka. Honey, be my partner and I'll hold you tight to rock the Saddle Shoe Polka. We'll be playing records and we'll have a ball and rock the rafters good and loud. Pick you up at 8 for a polka date with our own school crowd. Now there'll be Stevie and Evie and Wally and Molly, Cindy Lou, Melinda and Marie. There'll be Betty and Eddie, you know they're going steady. That's a good idea for you and me. So come on, baby, don't miss the party. Sandwiches and soda pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like your dancing feet, heart, your hearts will be in happy polka time. For free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine.
Rudy Hanson there and the Saddle Shoe Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week, get together, hang out around your radio or your computer or your streaming computerized electronical device, and we listen to all these great old records. Here's one I don't recall playing on the show before, and it's kind of a tricky name. It's Don Hingston's Polkavanians, huh? On the Free record label. That's the name of the record company. Free Records, recorded in Bay City, Michigan. Here they go with the Banjo Polka. That, of course, would be the Banjo Polka. What was your first clue on that one? Don Hingston's Polkavanians here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You know, in every show, we always do a waltz. No, I'm not doing a waltz next. I'm just telling you. The one is coming up. And I picked an obvious choice this week. A lot of times we come up with something pretty obscure. But we're just not that far away from Frankie Yankovic and the gang doing the Blue Skirt Waltz, which is, you know, a million-selling great old-time record and a standard and all that. So waltzers, stand by. We'll be getting to that in a little bit. But first, we're going to get to Marion Lush and his musical stars and Girls in Every Town Polka.
La, 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 la. Many roads. The only thing we hope for is that they never close. We're coming from a distance to bring our happy sound. Play for all our friends and girls in every town.
La 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 la.
Love.
meet all the single girls, the girls that dance the polka and all the fancy twirls. They listen for the beat and they listen for the sound. We play for all our friends and girls in every town.
La 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 la.
We're coming from a distance, we travel night and day. We're gonna watch you poker fans swing and swing and sway. We're bringing you our music, we're bringing you our sound. We play for all our friends and girls in every town.
La 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 la.
Marion Lush and his musical stars, Girls in Every Town, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, spinning these records. In fact, you caught me with a handful of records right here. I literally have handfuls of 45s in each hand here. There we go. I shut that record player off because I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to play here coming up. I promised you a little waltz, and we do try to do a waltz in every show. Sometimes on a rare occasion, I will forget, but we really do try, and we have one right now. So waltzers, if you're ready, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Here's the Blue Skirt Waltz.
Thank you.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. That is, of course, the Blue Skirt Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. So after your waltz, can you schottisch? I'm sure that you can. Here are the Deutschmeisters, and everybody schottisch. Everybody schottisch, it's the Deutschmeisters here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning the records like we do every week. Great old-time records here on the show. I do not believe we have ever played the Connecticut Twins Orchestra here on the show. And I ran across this record over the Christmas season. I had set it aside because the name of it is A Holiday in Poland Polka. And I thought, well, it's probably a medley of Christmas songs or something. And not so much. So it made its way into the stack of the more normal songs. And let's do it, huh? The Connecticut Twins Orchestra. And here's Holiday in Poland.
Thank you.
Connecticut Twins Orchestra. That's the Holiday in Poland Polka. Right here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Spinning great old-time records from beautiful northern Minnesota, where we can't even complain about the weather again this week, because it has been unseasonably warm the last couple of weeks after getting down to like 35 below zero. So, you know, it's not like Mother Nature didn't owe us something. But I'm paranoid now about what's to come, because it's been kind of nice here the last couple of weeks, and that is highly unusual. Time for a few more songs here in the show. This week we have Steve Adamczyk and his Hungry Six, a great name for a band. And you know, this record is in monophonic, but it is high fidelity. And we know that because it says it's the Hi-Fi Polka. Steve Adamczyk there, Hi-Fi Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. That's all the information you need to know right there in a nutshell. And don't forget to jot down that Zumpa Hour hotline, too, if you'd like to make a request. 218-259-2985 is the number. We need to have some jingle company make that into a jingle for us so it would be more exciting, but, well, that's not going to happen. Crew Brothers Orchestra over here on turntable number one. They're doing the Michael Polka.
This whole world gets me down, and there's no love to be found. I close my eyes, and soon I find I made a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song all day. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. My name is Michael. I've got a nickel. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, the wonders that I find in the playground, in my mind, in a world used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song all day. My name is Michael, I've got a nickel, I've got a nickel, shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy, that's what I'm gonna do.
Right, there you go, the Crew Brothers Orchestra. That's called the Michael Polka. You may actually remember that also as another tune that used to be a big pop hit. And if memory serves correctly, Clint Holmes had a hit with that, and it was called Playground in My Mind, I think. But here it's the Michael Polka, Crew Brothers Orchestra. Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. On the way, we have Al Soika coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's go with Al Soika and the orchestra. Here's the Crazy Legs Polka.
Thank you.
Soika and the Crazy Legs Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. I think we could jam a couple more tunes into the show this week. How about Joe Rock and the Orchestra and the Merry Musicians Polka? award for most enthusiasm in a record this week. Louis Bachelier, dance around the floor with me as we jam that one in here at the end of Tim Zumpa Hour. Man, oh man, another week just jam full of great old-time records. Holy cow, sometimes it amazes me.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at our flagship station, KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!